It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob, it is the middle of August already. Wham! Where's this summer going, man? COVID has got this all jacked up, but you are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're glad to be back, and we're going to talk a little bit of summer vegetables today, but Barbecue Bob, what's cooking in your world, baby?
Just trying to get back in the groove, as you know, because I think you were there. We had
for most of the night, I was, yeah.
We had Randy and Lisa's wedding at our house Saturday. So Friday night, I went to Sobeys, got a bunch of briskets and butts and chicken, and got the big smoker fired up, got the judge fired up, and I barbecued all night. So Saturday for your wedding, I was a bit sleepy. So I took a nap before you guys exchanged your vows. But we had a dinner about 5 o'clock. My wife set up a beautiful table arrangement with all our best china and crystal and everything outside, silver. It was quite the affair.
Oh, spectacular, man. It really was. Way outdid herself. We didn't deserve anything like that, but she had the table decorated with greens, and she placed lemons around. It was just spectacular. The whole day was. And the best news out of all of that is I did get married, and my lovely bride, Lisa, accepted me. So here we go. We got a new barbecue gal in the family.
Right. But that was fun. I wrote down here picture-perfect delivery because I had two weddings to feed. And you know as well as I do, when you have to have food ready by – I had to have it ready by noon for James and his now wife. And then yours I had to hold until 5. So you know that can be a trick.
Yep.
And sometimes the meat doesn't cooperate or your temperature doesn't cooperate. But this worked out just fine because I've learned from mistakes in the past to be ahead of the game and not try and deliver on time.
Right.
On time means you're late.
Well, and the good news about barbecue is that it's the dry cooler, right, that saves the day, is that you take your meat off when it comes to the temperature that you want it done, and then you wrap it. You can put in foil. It maybe already was in foil for the last part of your cook or whatever. But you put that in a dry cooler, close the lid, and don't look at it until you need to get the meat out to serve it.
Right. And I have a couple Cambros, which are catering guys use them to put their aluminum pans in. And they're like an insulated cooler box with a door on the side. And then I have this big... It's made by Rubbermaid, and it looks like a big cooler, but it's really heavy food grade. And your food I put in there because I had to hold it from 11:30 until 4:30, and the temperature was perfect.
Yeah, it was perfectly good, and it wasn't overdone, and dry out, none of that stuff. It was just fabulous. We had Barbecue Bob made us chicken breasts. I think he grilled those right before dinner, but the stuff that he pulled off the smoker, was briskets and pork butts, and they were just juicy, moist, wonderfully good, excellent seasonings. And hats off to you, brother, and Mr. Sobey, because he always hooks us up with the best meat out there.
He absolutely contributed to that total meat bill.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Thank you. Sobey
and
Meats.
Tim and Teresa.
Right. If you've never been to Sobey Meats, they're on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. It's a premier butcher shop in West Michigan. Daily, when you walk in there, you'll see a half a cow hanging in the back, and the butchers are literally cutting your steaks off it for you as you wait, if you so choose.
The funny thing is sometimes they'll be starting and the thing will run out the door. That's exciting.
Yeah, how fresh it is. Yeah, exactly.
So also we have a pool and a hot tub in the backyard and a bunch of fire pits, but the main fire pit next to the pool was where everybody sat up, and of course my wife made sure I had it all set up perfectly, had firewood stacked up, and we were good to roll. And about 9 or 10 o'clock we were swimming, and I went over and lit a fire, and Of course, everybody had to critique the fire. It's not big enough, fast enough. No, I was like, I just lit it.
Yeah.
And so we had fun, and it was just a great setting because some people wanted to swim. Some people wanted to go in the hot tub. Some people just wanted to sit by the fire, and it was all of those things. And I looked over about 11 o'clock, and my buddy Jop was sitting next to me taking a nap. And I did my best to wake him up, but I didn't harass him like I should have, but it was his wedding, so I gave him a pass.
I got the pass, huh? Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, though, man. I was a really good guy up until after the wedding. I didn't have anything to drink. I wasn't celebrating until after I said my solemn vows. And then after that, we kind of opened the floodgate a little bit. And we had a very good bar. We had a variety of everything that you could want, beer, wine, champagne, liquor. It was all there. And mind you, this whole thing was only for 14 of us. So it was a small little affair.
But there was enough beer and wine and liquor for 40 or 60 people.
Yeah, we had some people come over afterwards after the ceremony. It was wonderful. But anyway, about my wedding, but it was just a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
That's a great point because my neighbor James and his new bride came up at like midnight with some of their wedding party and joined us for about 5 or 10 minutes and ranted and raved about the food. He texted me the next day. He said, I forgot how good the pulled pork was. I'm having some now. That night he texted me. He said, this brisket is amazing. So he had lots of extra left over too.
Yep.
But I wanted to say that I was best man for Jop and his other good dear friend who's known him even longer, Charlie Schlosser, was the officiating reverend, or I'm not sure.
The Reverend Charles.
Yes. And Charlie did a great job, Charlie and Pam.
Yep.
So you had all your closest friends pulling together for you. And I got to tell you, I didn't cry, but I came close.
Right.
And Maureen did, and you did.
Yep. It was a good time. Well, it gets emotional. And, you know, you sit around the table and you just thank everybody that's there. You're looking them in the eye, and it was meaningful. It was very meaningful for me. And you know, I'm never going to do this again.
And
so
Jop
I wanted
did
to be
the
special.
Traditional thing where you buy your wedding party a gift, and he got Charlie and I these, I mean, unbelievably beautiful knives in leather sheaths. Tell us about those.
Well, they're a Damascus steel, and if you're familiar with nicer knives, a Damascus steel has an engraving on both sides of the blade.
Yeah, it's like it's carbonized.
Right.
They do it in layers.
Yeah, so
it looks like wood grain.
They were, you know, I guess that the thing is that, one, you want to thank people, right, that are out there, and then that are helping you and doing all this extra work and that are real special to you. But the second thing is you want to get people something, at least I did, that they wouldn't necessarily buy themselves.
Right.
You're going to walk by that, and you're going to, that's really cool, but,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was the whole idea, and you and Charlie are both very, very special to me, and I wanted to make sure I thanked you appropriately. And
we like to hunt, too.
Right.
And if you actually wanted to take it hunting, you could.
Sure.
I don't know that I can take it hunting because
it's, you know, it's not that big of a...
Oh, but
it's not
leather,
a collector's item. But,
yes, it is. The leather case is gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I would say it's almost a better fighting knife than a hunting
knife.
Well,
I'm a lover, not a fighter, baby. I just got married, so it's all good. I'm not doing that.
Well, anyway, that was a very cool thing. And then you bought Maureen a gorgeous statue for the pool, and we have it located now by Baby Jail.
Okay.
It looks really cool up there. We moved it up a level.
Okay.
And it's this woman who's kind of like a dancer. And it's this green stone. It's about 3 feet tall and weighs about 800 pounds because I had to move it twice. And it looks really cool there. And when you told me you got us a statue for the pool, I kind of held my breath and tried to smile and act like that's really cool. But until I saw it, I couldn't appreciate how cool it really was.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just one of those things. You know, she went way out of her way. Your house was spotless. Everywhere we go. Coming up next, you're going to roast your artichoke or you're going to bust your tomato? Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.